Hey, Chavrut, I'm supposed to share the 5 minute vart from somewhere. Where are we? Mount Laurel Resort in
Whitehaven,
Pennsylvania. Torah Hashem Tamima, wherever we are. We have Torah, we're one with Hashem. It's supposed to be a Yid. So the famous idea, Parshas Chayesara, about when Eliezer went to find a wife for Yitzchak, that he had Kvitzos HaDerech. Kvitzos HaDerech, meaning a long journey, took a very, very short time. We have to understand that. And why specifically here? What was so special that he needed to have Kvitzos HaDerech? A big miracle. The emes is, we have to understand the entire world through this. You know, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Esaretz. In the beginning of time, the Rebbeinu Shalom created Shamayim V'Aretz, heaven and earth, and clearly therefore heaven and earth, in a certain sense, are two separate entities. If I asked you, which one's more Kadosh, Shamayim or Aretz? Is heaven more Kadosh, more holy, more heilig? Or is Aretz, or is earth, more heilig, more holy? And most people would say Shamayim. After all, we envision Shemayim being the makom of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Feresh pasuk, Shemayim, Shemayim, LaHashem, Va'aretz Nosan Levnei Adam. So Shemayim seemingly is more kadosh. That's what one would think. And that might have been in the initial creation. Therefore, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Aretz. First Shemayim and then Aretz. Maybe that's how it was initially. But it's interesting. In Perek Beis of Bereishis, a few seconds later, a very famous pasuk, Perek Beis, pasuk Dalid, says, Eila told us Hashemayim v'aretz, Behi Baram, that famous word, Behi Baram, that Hashem created the world, the letter Hey, we've spoken about that much over the years. Beyom Asos Hashem Elokim, and what to say? Eretz v'Shamayim. It's flipped. First, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim V'Aretz, and here, Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. Eretz comes first. After this, all the creation and discussing the creation, Eretz comes first. What's going on? What's more holy? Is Shamayim more holy? Or is Earth more holy? So you know, there's an incredible Rashi that talks about this Kvisas HaDerech of Eliezer. The pasuk says, "Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin." Va'avo hayom. It emphasizes I came that day el ha'ayin. So Rashi says, "Hayom yatzasi v'hayom basi." It emphasizes the word hayom on the same day that Eliezer left. He got there, and that's what it means. Mikan shekafsalo ha'aretz. That's where Rashi says we know that there was kvitzos haderech from the word hayom. Everything in one day, a long journey. He got there all in one day. But then he continues. We have to understand what Rashi is saying there. Amar Avacha, Yafas Yichasan Shalovde Avos Lifnei Amakom Mitorasan Shalbanim. He continues. This Rashi that Hayom Yatzasi Vayom Basi Kvitzas Adarech, and continues a statement. Ravacha, Yafas Yichasan Shalovde Avos Lifnei Amakom Mitorasan Shalbanim. Seems to be Pasha Pshat if you read this Rashi, like better than the Torah is the Sichos of the Ovdei Avos. The words of the Ovdei Avos. What words is so special as Yafa? What words of Eliezer was so special and that's better than the Torah? What's going on? Torah is Kodesh Kedashim. Torah is Shem Tamima. So let's bring this all together, Mamish Chaver. Listen closely. And if we didn't give the long shiur tonight, we have to give a little bit more of a in-depth 5 minute vart, chevra. So maybe it won't be 5 minutes. I don't know if the 5 minute part's ever 5 minutes, but Lameisa, it's shorter than the regular shiur. Many of the tzaddikim, the Yisrael B'nai Sascha, brings down that the Shem Hashem of Kvisos HaDerech is a miracle, and obviously comes from Hashem. And whatever comes from Hashem in this world has a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Mamshal over that rules over whatever happens. Like Havaya is over Rachamim, Elokim is over Din. So what's the shame of Kfitas HaDerech? It's a shame, Doiv Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, others, Aleph Hei Vav Hei, which is Rashi Tevos, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz. Because Kfitas HaDerech, you know, the world, the physical world, has order and has rules and boundaries. But when you Es HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz, you put it together, and you have Neshikah HaShemayim Ve'es Aretz, suddenly no longer those rules are in place, and you could have Kfitas HaDerech. As the Shemayim Vizar, Aleph Hei Vav Hei. In this pasuk that Rashi quotes, where we see Kfitas HaDerech, what's the Rashi Tevos? Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayin. It's also the same letters, Aleph Hei Vav Hei. Not in that order, Vav Hei, Aleph Hei. Right? So listen closely. It's the same letters of Kfitas HaDerech. You know what's Yafa Sichas? And you listen to this, Mamish, incredible. I saw this Torah from a Rebbe, this Philip Pinchas. He brings it from putting together many tzaddikim, the Rukas Aboisim, the Alshech, and others. So, Eliezer used the shame, Aleph Hei Vav Hei, to have Kfitas HaDerech. And that was Merames in this pasuk, Va'avo Hayom El Ha'ayin, which has those Rashi Tevos, right? Aleph Hei Vav Hei. But he flipped it around. He didn't say, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz, Aleph Hei Vav Hei. He said, Vav Hei Ve'es Ha'aretz, Aleph Hei. Es HaShemayim. He spoke about Aretz first, just like that pasuk of Ela told the Shemayim Baretz be Baram. He spoke about Aretz first. You know why? Because he was telling us something that's so important to each and every one of us. And that was Yafa Sichas and all of the others. That was so beautiful to the Eibishter. That he got it. People think you got to live in heaven. And you got to close off completely from this world. And Kedusha is found in Shemayim. And have to sit in a corner all day and learn and dive in and try to completely neglect the world. Other religions hold us such a thing, abstinence. We don't feel that way. We feel the highest level of a yid, yes, is to learn and to dive in, but to utilize the world, to elevate the world, to come be mashbi on others, to have a beautiful suda but make beautiful brachas, to go interact with other people and be involved in chesed, olam chesed yibaneh. In this world, there's nothing more halig than living in this world, but elevating this world. Being involved in, why did the Chevra come on this Shabbaton? Why did you come on this Shabbaton to spend your time with teenagers? Why? Because you understood, Es Haaretz, that I'm here to live in this world, but to elevate this world. Why have so many of us spent summers in camps and places, all chesed, where you're not learning as much Torah as you could have been necessarily in other Mekoimos, whether it's a Camp Hask, whether it's a Camp Simcha, whatever it might be. Because you understand, the Kodesh Kedoshim is Es Haaretz. When you elevate it. And how do you elevate it? When did that change happen? So the Alshech explains, it's when Hashem gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah to allow us to filter everything in this world through Torah, and make it Kaddush, and make it holy. It's through the lens of Torah that we can elevate everything in this world. All of Sefer Bereishis is teaching us Midos, and teaching us Chesed, and every mitzvah, and every way of life, and the more Torah we learn, the more clarity we have how to elevate everything in this world, and this world is Kodesh Kedoshim. So you know how you learn this Rashi? It's not that Sichas and Shalav de Avos is more Chashiv than Torah. It's Yafa Sichas and Shalav de Avos. It was so beautiful, the Sicha of the Avos. What Sicha? That Eliezer put Va'avo Hayom, the Es Haaretz, before Es HaShemayim, that he understood the Kedusha. And where did he know that then? He knew that, keeping continuing. Why? Mitorasom Shel Banim, because he understood it from Torah, which we know Avinu already came and he was already Demesek, he was Mamish learning the Torah of Avinu, which was the Torah that we eventually received later. He knew that from Torah, he understood that Aretz comes first. Not that it's better than, it's Yafa, how beautiful it is, from the Torah. That's the way you could read the Rashi, how beautiful it is. And that's when you have Kfitas HaDerech. What is Kfitas HaDerech? Hashem says, you're elevating my world, I'm not going to give you the boundaries of the world anymore. I'm going to let you have Mamish just break through the world so you can be Mekadesh in the most beautiful of ways. Kafsalos Haaretz, also Kafsalos Haaretz. The Haaretz jumps up. The Haaretz comes first because you're being Mekadesh the Haaretz. in the most beautiful of ways. And where do we learn this specifically? We learn this specifically to lead to the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. Because what was so, what's marriage is a hechitim, says a hechsher mitzvah according to most, towards Puravu, right? So the union of Yitzchak and Rivka was to lead to Yaakov Vino. The world stands on three things: Al Torah, Al Avoida, Val Gnitz Chasadim. Chesed is Avram, Avoida is Yitzchak, and Torah is Yaakov. So it's the union of Yitzchak and Rivka that bring us Torah, and it's Torah which teaches us how to elevate this world even above Shemayim. So it's specifically here that we're going to learn this lesson from Va'ova Ayom El Ayin and teach us, Mamish, the way of the world. It's Mekadesh every day of our life. To live in this world, but be Mekadesh it. One day when you have a job, to have a job and to support your family, but be the most erelich person there is. And to be as sweet and as nice as you can to every coworker. And Mir Tashem, if you're the boss, to all your employees, to conduct yourself with midos, and to be koveitim l'Torah, to elevate this world. To wake up early in the morning, like people don't even know from, in the darkest of hours, to sit and learn for 2 hours in the morning, and then go and have a job, and then go spend beautiful time with your children. To live in this world, but be mekadesh this world. There's nothing more halak. And that's what Eliezer knew, and that was Yafas Yichasan. But you know it all from a life of Torah. The Torah allows us to filter this world, Bez Yom Yisbarach, we should be zoicha, to elevate every aspect of this world to a level of Shemayim, until we have the ultimate Neshika Shemayim Varetz with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with the Gula Shleima, Bimheira V'Yemenu, Bez Yom Yisbarach, and we should have a halak, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Oy Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Oy Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos koyde, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos koyde, Shabbos koyde, Shabbos koyde, Shabbos koyde, Shabbos, Shabbos koyde, 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 Shabbos koyde,